Blog Talk Radio.
Legendary status. Big XL. Sam Pisa, a.k.a. T.F. Where y'all gonna learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. PZ, a.k.a. T.F. dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture. Where we keeping it all fresh and stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're trolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big XL, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop.
What up, world? It's your boy, Vic XL. This is the Riding Dirty Show, where we bridge the gap between hip-hop and everyday life, man. I got to start off by saying happy holidays to everybody. Today is the day before Thanksgiving, or we like to call it Friendsgiving. And hopefully everybody will take the opportunity to spend time with family, friends, and just spread a little joy. You know, we don't call it Thanksgiving because we know the truth behind the meaning of Thanksgiving is kind of incorrect, but we're going to give thanks for our friends and family, and hopefully everybody has an opportunity to spend a little quality time with the people they love tomorrow. Hopefully you won't be bogged down to a job or anything like that, and you know a lot of jobs don't recognize, so a lot of people will be working, so it is what it is, but one time for everybody who will have the opportunity to spend with friends and family and loved ones, all right? Y'all, please, please take advantage of that, because you know, in this life, one day you're here, the next day you're gone. All right? This is your boy, Big XL. Like I said, this is the Riding Dirty Show, where we bridge the gap between hip-hop and everyday life. I got to say one time for the good people over at WRFG 89.3 FM Atlanta, please check us out every Thursday night, Friday morning from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., holding down the overnight spot for over 15 years. All right? Y'all do that for the kid. Also, got to say one time for the good people over at live365.com with the Riding Dirty Show, the home of the Riding Dirty Show. You can check us out on a daily basis. All right, now, we partnered with Live365 last year. All right, we launched our station, Ride 95. Now, Ride 95, we're the home of what's next in hip-hop and R&B. All right, now you can check us out by going to live365.com. Make sure you go to their search engine. Once you're in that search engine, type in Ride, the number 9, the number 5. Click on the station logo, and you'll have music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Now, if you want to check us out via your mobile device, you know, while you're riding in your car, getting your workout on, or like me, getting your cook on, then download the Live365 app, go into that search engine, type in Ride 95, and again, you'll have music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. All right. Now, everybody, if you check me out on Facebook Live, you see I'm scruffy. You know, it's No Shave November. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm looking crazy. What up, Bob? What up, Noel? All right. Now, I'm going to bring on our guests. We got a very exciting guest. And what up, Trey? How you doing, man? Hopefully everything is going good your way. All right. Now, let me do what we do best, and that's me letting the people do the talking. All right. Letting the people say what's on their mind. So today is no different than any other day on the Riding Dirty platform, man. And again, happy Friendsgiving season to everybody. Hopefully y'all enjoy your friends. Hopefully you enjoy your family and get it in and spread the love. But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let me bring our lovely guests on. So welcome to the Riding Dirty platform. She, or AKA, or formerly known as Shanae Hampton. Shanae. How you doing, ma'am?
I'm good.
Did I say it incorrectly?
Yeah,
I'm
great. It's Shay, but it's okay.
And you know what's funny? It's right here in front of me, and it says, in parentheses, Shay. But I still pronounce it Shay.
Yeah. That's what I had to put a little franchet on it, a little franchet.
A little franchet, a little franchet. All right, the first thing I got to say is welcome to the show. I'm so humbled and glad to have you here with us this evening.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, now, I got to ask, what are your plans for the holidays?
Oh, you know, eating big and just eating big and probably taking a lot of naps, you know.
So, no vegan work. You ain't going to be no vegan for the holidays?
You know, sweet potato pie is probably about as vegan as we're going to get this season, so, you know.
No doubt. All right, so look, now we've had an opportunity to talk before, but I want to bring the people up to speed on you and your career and your life. Man, let the people know, first and foremost, where you're from.
Well, I'm originally from the Bay Area, California. But now I reside in Decatur, where it's greater, Georgia.
Okay. The first thing I gotta ask is what caused that transition from the Yay area, the West Coast, to the Dirty South, Decatur?
You know, I mean, it's the money. You know, I'll just say the money. The money made me come out here, my job. But you know, a lot of it too was I really wanted to be around more people that look like me. You know, and hey, I'm Georgia, ATL. We all chocolate. It's a lot of chocolate out here, so I feel comfortable. I feel amongst my own, you know.
Now, they call D.C. Chocolate City, but I've been in Georgia my whole life, and you can't tell me Georgia ain't Chocolate City, especially the ATL.
Right. Right, exactly. That's how I feel.
And last week, I was in San Jose, which is close to the Yay area.
Yeah.
And I didn't see no black people. What y'all do with all the black people in San Jose?
We left. We all left. We came here.
I was like, what the hell? I was scared. I was like, oh, shit. It's like The Walking Dead. They ain't got no black people out here. I seen three. Right. And the three I seen was trying to catch a ride with me back to the ATL.
They're
like, oh, shit, the Braves won the World Series. Can we go back with you? So I got to ask. All right, so look, let's talk a little bit about your career. All right?
Yes.
What was your introduction to the entertainment field? Because we know you do a little everything, a little rap, a little R&B, you know. You're a jack of all trades. But what was your introduction to the entertainment business?
I mean, honestly, it was gospel. I started singing in the choir, and that led me into the R&B world because I started to, you know, meet people who were in the business. You know, I actually got the chance to meet Brandy Norwood's dad, Willie Norwood, who is a vocal coach out of Woodland Hills, California. And then just in, you know, networking and getting to know people that pulled me, away from gospel, but, you know, it gave me those avenues to start moving more into the R&B and rap world, you know?
Okay, now, you mentioned gospel, and you come from lineage. You come from a mother who was a gospel singer. Talk a little bit about your mother briefly.
Yes. So my grandmother, it kind of started with her. My grandmother, she would teach the family harmony. So the family, all of us got to sit around and we all had to learn, whether it was soprano, alto, tenor, you know, baritone even. She taught us how to harmonize, and that's just something that's always been embedded in my family. So it grew from there. They created their own gospel group called the Sacred Soul Singers. And, you know, listening to my mom and my grandma and everybody else, I picked up on that harmony and it just became my own sound, you know.
Okay, now, having that gospel influence, how has that helped guide and mold your career?
Well, I mean, it kept me grounded, you know. I think a lot of artists sometimes, you know, they're so much so chasing the fame, you know, and not really enjoying the music, I think. And that's just my own personal perspective, is a lot of artists try to create their craft around what they feel that the industry wants. But for me, I'm creating music from the soul, you know, because like Sam Cooke, like Marvin Gaye, like Patti LaBelle, all these people, if you look into these people, Mary J. Blige, a lot of them have gospel backgrounds. They all got their voice and their sounds and their rhythms from gospel. It's the soul.
Right.
And that's what
right.
made those people powerhouses and, you know, legends.
Okay, now, having that lineage, having that gospel background led you to go towards the R&B rap genre.
Well, let me there. Well, you know, a lot of times when, like in high school, college especially, I mean, that's what we listen to. We listen to hip hop. And, you know, during the time that I was growing up, you know, it was a lot of the 90s ATL artists, you know, like So Def, The Brat. You know, I was listening to Crisscross, you know. So those are just the people I was listening to as I'm growing up, and I was able to relate to a lot of the music that they were pushing out because it was a lot of dance, you know, songs and things like that. And I became attracted to that. I you know, love the fact that, you know, hey, now you got a little bit of soul, but you can mix it with a little bit of hip hop and turn it into something, you know. Tupac, you know, revolutionary minded, and he took that and mixed it and made it into this really hardcore rap, you know, but it was a little twist of gangster street music with it, but he still has soul in his music. And that's why, like, again, Tupac, same thing, same type of thing. You keep your soul, you keep who you are, and that's what makes you a legend.
No doubt, no doubt. Now, you also have a background in stage plays. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yes, so same thing, gospel. I met a woman through my church, and she was incorporating with Berklee College of Music at the time. The Berklee Repertory Theater in Berklee, California. And a lot of big people came through that theater. Whoopi Goldberg, for instance, used to act in that theater. And they were throwing a few stage plays, and she pulled some gospel singers out of the church to sing in some of the stage plays for something you probably are familiar with. It's a stage play called Sparkle.
Yeah.
You ever heard of Sparkle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yes. So I got pulled into that play to sing a song called Jim Dandy. And kind of from there, that really got me into the acting world. So I was able to start writing scripts and things like that at that point. And that was really a very exciting time, but that's what got me into stage plays.
Okay. Now, you sing, you rap, you act. I got to ask, what is your favorite aspect of the entertainment business?
Oh, I love the fact that as an entertainer, you're able to move people. You're able to move people, whether to make them happy or to carry them through their sorrow or, you know, just to give them something to dance to. Like, I love the ability to use words and melodies to bring out people's auras and bring out their energies, you know, and I think that's really dope. I think that's a great part of being an artist.
Okay. All right, now, in that transition from the West Coast to the South, how are you able to continue to pursue your career in entertainment?
You know, it's been quite a journey this year. I'd say I've met a lot of, man, amazing people, like Hip Hop Fraternity. I've been rocking with them for a while, and I met them through Play a Poncho. And they are a conglomerate group of peace, love, and respect. They're all pushing hip-hop and family, you know, and just really motivating each other and giving artists opportunity to, you know, hone their craft, basically. You're able to hone your craft also while networking and gaining exposure to the industry. So, you know, I love that. I love Coalition DJs. They have a lot of different events that give underground indie artists a chance to shine and to show their talent. And so just being here in Atlanta, it's been great because I feel so embraced. I feel empowered, you know, because there's so many great people out here, you know, that allow you that opportunity as an underground artist to be able to network and to get out there and show your stuff. And so my transition has been great because now I'm able to, you know, learn a little bit more about Atlanta. And that's where Tabs in the Club is coming in, too. You know, I got this new single, Tabs in the Club, and it's about Atlanta.
Okay. All right. Now, you mentioned Tabs in the Club. And before we get into it, you also have you're a mother as well. So how do you balance, because you mentioned work, how do you balance being a mother, working? How do you balance everything and find time to concentrate on everything equally?
You know, it has been a challenge. You know, I think with COVID and everything hitting too, it's just a lot of different elements that have come in now with the work-life balance. But it's worked because now I work from home majority of the time. I'm also able to work on my craft while I'm here at home. And then, you know, my children, you know, I have an older son. He's an adult now, so... you know, that has been great because I've been able to kind of help him as an artist and just show him the business side. And then my younger daughter, she loves to sing, but, you know, I'm not bringing her out the box yet because we got some work to do there. But it's been great because now I'm able to mold my children and bring them into the craft as well. But, yeah, it's not hard. It's not hard. I think the hardest thing I would say is just giving them their personal time, you know?
No doubt. Definitely. Definitely. All right. Now you mentioned your son, who is an artist. Because my question was going to be, what advice would you give to young artists? But what advice would you give to your son as well as young artists who are aspiring to get into this business?
Learn the business, you know, learn the business. It's not all Instagram and all that little stuff that you see on Instagram, gaining followers. It's not all about that. You really got to hone your craft. You really got to understand the business side of it because, you know, once you get out here, trust and believe, there's people who, you know, they're going to take you, but they also going to take your money. They could take your rights, your royalties, you know, all that. So I say learn the business, learn about royalties, learn about publishing, learn about all that. Heck, come out to a hip-hop fraternity event where they teach you all these things. And, you know, there's so many different avenues that you can take right now to learn more about the business. But that's my help, you know, to the youth right now.
All right, and just a quick shameless plug for hip-hop fraternity. Let people know how to get involved with that movement.
Hip Hop Fraternity, we have our meetings every Monday. Right now we're having our meetings at Whiskey Tees. That is actually in Stockbridge, Georgia. So if you're 21 and up, come on out and enjoy the meetings every Monday at 9 p.m. And, again, help learn about the business, and you can network with other people who are within the entertainment industry.
No doubt, no doubt. Man, got to say one time, shout out for Player Poncho. Actually had an opportunity to interview Player Poncho a while back. That's an A-Town legend right there.
Yes, he is. Yeah, yeah.
All right. So definitely, definitely. All right, now let's talk about this brand new single. All right? Tabs?
Yes.
Tabs in the Club. The first thing I got to ask is, what's going on with that title? Why that title?
Well, whenever you go to the club, there's always a tab. So, you know, somebody got to pay the tab. but that's where the title came from is, you know, one thing that I had to try to change about my life because I'm a little bit of an introvert is to get out more. And, you know, when I got here, I'm like, okay, I'm still trying to balance out my finances, you know, but I notice I'm paying a lot of, you know, tabs in the club. So, you know, I made friends, and my friends, you know, out here are working people as well. But, you know, we kind of became like a little family when we go out to clubs and stuff. You know, one person may have the tab this time. Next time somebody else may have the tab. But in general, the song itself is based on experiences in Atlanta and just about being yourself when you go out to these places, you know, but still enjoying yourself at the same time.
All right, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. Now, I got to ask, they had an event last night at the Hip Hop Fraternity. Jack Thriller hosted the event. Did you get a chance to check that event out?
I did not. You know, I performed at a Music Monday the night before, and I've been working a lot, and I was just exhausted. Like, I couldn't move. So I did miss
that event. No doubt, no doubt.
But, yes, okay. That is an event that we hold as well. So definitely any artists who feel like they got some cipher, you got some bars, you should definitely tap into that event.
All right, now, back to Tabs in the Club. On this song, you got two features. One feature is your son, and the other feature is Uncle Billy, a.k.a. Rich Life
Rich
Man.
Rich Man Life. Yeah, Rich Life Man, man, yes.
All right, so look, what's it like going into the booth and doing a song with your son?
Well, you know, it's funny. He's here now, so I'm going to let him tell you how he felt about it. This is Tim Savvy.
All right. What's up? How you doing? My name is Tim. Excuse me, Savvy.
What up, Tim? What's it like going in and creating a song with your mother?
I say it was a very cool experience just to get in the studio with her. She had sent me the verse, I think, probably about like a week or two before then, and then we hopped in the studio really quick and got it done. So it was just a really nice experience.
Okay, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. Now, will we see in the future collaborations between Shay and Tim Savvy?
Yes, we will, but if it's anything, it's going to be a little bit more trappish.
More trappish. More trappish. All right, all right, all right.
Yes,
now,
sir,
man, what have you learned by having such an inspiring mother who's able to hold it down on the entertainment side, the motherhood side, as well as in the workforce? Like, what are some of the things that you've taken from this relationship?
Well, it's really just a blessing to have somebody else who's really, really in-depth in the industry already. But my mom, she's really helped me with, I'd say, like, kind of like branding myself and also with, like, the business and money aspect of, you know, music, because everybody needs to get paid off of their stuff.
Definitely, 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 definitely. All right, now, Tim Savvy, and the last time I spoke with your mom, I was like, man, I definitely need to interview Tim. But real quick, what's going on with you and future projects, and what's going on with you?
Well, actually, I'm working on an EP right now, but I'm getting ready to drop some things next month. I have a Christmas song coming out, so I hope everybody's going to like that. It'll be dropping, like, I think about, like, a week before Christmas.
All right, now I got to ask before I let you go, because you got that tagline, bitches was never fucking with 10. Bitches was never fucking with 10. Tell me about it.
Never fucking with 10.
No doubt, no doubt. No doubt. All right, so I look definitely forward to talking to you more, all right?
You too.
All right. Shay, don't go nowhere. Let's talk. Let's talk.
Yeah. I'm not going nowhere.
All right, so look. You got this song. You got your son on it. You got Uncle Billy on it. And what is your expectations from this record for the world?
Well, I wanted something that people could dance to, you know, because traditionally, if you listen to any of my other music, you realize I'm more of a conscious artist. I always speak about, you know, basically your self-preservation, self-love, things of that nature, black pride and, you know, black power. But I need something to, you know, give people the ability to dance. You know, you can't dance to black power music. Well, at least not my song, but, you know, I wanted people to be able to dance, and I wanted to have a little bit of an ATL flair and flavor. And so, you know, I went ahead and, you know, gave a shout out to Slutty Vegan. You know, Slutty Vegan, I don't know if anybody has heard of them, but they are a vegan-based burger joint. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so that was one of my experiences here in the ATL, so I definitely had to give a shout out. Hip Hop Stocks, I met Kyle, a very, very smart, intelligent brother, you know, schooling me on cryptocurrencies. So, you know, I just want everybody to know out there, ATL ain't all about trap music. There's some very smart, intelligent people here who can teach you financial literacy. So, you know, if y'all ain't up on that crypto yet, you know, you might want to start looking at that and NFTs, all that great stuff, because I'm trying to tell you, it's the wave of the future.
No doubt, no doubt. All right, so look, you know we live in a world where social media and content is king. How has social media and the World Wide Web affected how you market and promote yourself as an artist?
Oh, man, it's huge right now. Everything is all tech. If you just look at branding, you know, a lot of artists now are tapping into NFTs, which is a more of a new thing where you can brand your music with an NFT avatar, for instance. Also, QR codes. It makes it a lot easier as an artist if you have, you know, some merch or maybe a business card or a flyer or a poster that you can give to your fans or supporters where they can just literally scan the QR code and go right to your music to buy it or stream it. You know, so, you know, IG, Facebook, which is now about to be Metaverse. So it's all about to explode, you know, but I think that, you know, kind of going into it right now with social media, I think we were kind of in a training ground, if you think about it, you know, just learning a different way to network through the World Wide Web. But it's very important right now as far as a platform for artists.
Definitely, definitely, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. All right, now, speaking of the World Wide Web, social media, how can people find you?
Oh, man. Well, Instagram, you can find me at Shay R&B Artist. It's S-H-E R&B Artist. You can also find me on Facebook, Shay, but also you could just type in She's Precise, S-H-E-Z-P-R-E-C-I-Z-E. But those are the main venues. And then I also have a website, preppythugllc.com, where you can listen to all my music and even get a logo made if you need one.
Preppy Thug, that's a very interesting name.
I knew you were going to ask that, Doug.
Before I let you go, you got to tell me about that name.
So Preppy Thug, when people meet me, they're like, oh, she's so nice, she's so innocent, she's so sweet, and everybody thinks I'm a square. But then I think the more that people hang out with me, they realize, oh, wait a minute, she ain't really as squarish as we thought, you know? So, you know, I call myself a Preppy Thug, not that I'm going to come and rob anybody or, you know, vandalize or do anything crazy, but just the persona of me is when you meet me, you know, you're gonna see both sides. You're gonna see where I'm kind of street. I'm also a little on the preppy side. You know, I'm smart. I'm intelligent.
No doubt, no doubt. Well, look, before I get up out of here again, I want to say thank you for coming on the show. Sit down, talk with
me. Yes, and I just gotta say real quick, shout out to Rich Life Man, Uncle Billy on Rising Star TV Network. Y'all, this brother is so funny. This character, this show, I'm telling y'all, tap in and listen to the music, but also check out the show Uncle Billy on Rising Star Network, which is on the SDN Flix app. All you got to do is download and go to the live feed for that network, but I just had to give the shout out.
No doubt. Well, look, do me a favor. Introduce this record to the world.
Yes, yes. All right, y'all. So this is it. This is Shay coming to you live with Big XL on a Riding Dirty radio show. And this is me featuring Tim Savvy and Uncle Billy, a.k.a. Rich Man Life.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Big XL.
Man, one thing I know about me, man, I'm going to give me a bag, man. Thanks, man. Every time I seen you, you got them diamonds around your neck and them red bottoms on your feet and things like that.
Money on me, got ass in the club. Drinks on me, got ass in the club. Money on me. big bags on me, no cap for facts. In mind, got the chips, I ain't talking about the facts. Can't be a rapper in the club with the trapper. Got no money, you a capper, nigga, you was not a factor. Get the beat and I'ma write it, hear my flow and they gon' bite it. Hear my name, they get excited, they see you and they get quiet. Tabs in the club, got tabs in the club. Big 10 shade, got bags in the club. Fonda and Louis, no rags in the club. Money on me, I got tabs in the club.
Money on me, got tabs in the club. Tonight I'll invest in crypto, Kyle, looking at my portfolio every day. Oh yeah, it's about to come up, overdue, overtime, it's time to fall. But a girl gotta have fun, I know I'm not the only one.